This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 AM News. The headlines first. Government to set up separate regulatory body to monitor major non-banking financial institutions. President Ramchandra Pawdel leaving for an official visit to Japan today. Election Commission releases sample ballot papers for voter education. Home Minister urges officials to coordinate with people's representatives. And Israeli airstrikes kill at least 32 Palestinians in Gaza. Now the news in detail. The government is preparing to establish a specialized regulatory body to regulate and monitor major non-banking financial institutions, including the Employees Provident Fund Nepal, Citizens Investment Trust and the Social Security Fund. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on January 12 approved a five-year strategy covering fiscal years 2082-83 to 2086-87 for creating an institutional regulatory mechanism. The strategy aims to strengthen the country's fiscal system and contribute to overall economic development by ensuring efficiency, robustness, and inclusiveness. The three institutions have mobilized billions of rupees collected from the employees in the government, private and informal sectors. These funds are being invested in long-term infrastructure development, capital markets, government bonds and other investment instruments. However, they currently operate without a clear and integrated regulatory framework. The strategy also prioritizes the expansion of secured social security schemes with plans to bring more workers under coverage, including those from the unorganized sector, foreign migrant workers and other groups. President Ramchandra Pawdel is embarking on an official visit to Japan today, leading a Nepali delegation. According to Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, the visit is being made at the invitation of the Japanese government to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Japan. President Pawdel will depart aboard a Nepal Airlines aircraft at 11:30 p.m. today and is scheduled to return home on February 4th at 4:30 p.m. During the visit, the President will pay a courtesy call on Japan's Emperor Naruhito and meet Prime Minister Sane Takaichi. He will also attend a special welcome program, interact with the Japanese business community and join a reception hosted by the Nepali Embassy. President Pawdel will be accompanied by his spouse Savita Pawdel and high-level government officials. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has emphasized the need for public service broadcasting, PSP Nepal, to enhance the quality and effectiveness of its content by adopting innovative technologies and responding to growing public expectations. Speaking at a special program organized yesterday to mark the 41st anniversary of Nepal Television, the Vice President emphasized the need to expand content and technology in the digital age to reach younger audiences better, while acknowledging the long-standing role of Nepal Television and Radio Nepal in promoting national unity, cultural diversity and democratic values, and calling for collective efforts to strengthen people-oriented public service broadcasting. On the occasion, Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology Lakshmi Kumari Basnet stressed the need for public broadcasters to safeguard citizens' right to information through factual and impartial news, while PSP Nepal Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista said the organization is prioritizing new technologies to expand outreach and is working to integrate Radio Nepal and Nepal Television within the current fiscal year. Likewise, Acting Chief Administrative Officer Bishnuram Neupane said the PSP content reflects Nepal's multilingual and multicultural society. And during the program, long-serving employees of Nepal Television, along with outstanding journalists, correspondents, advertising agencies and program producers, were honored. Nepal Television, established on March 17, 2041, Bikram Sambat, currently operates 5 channels, including the English language NTV World, and reaches audiences both nationally and internationally. The Election Commission has printed over 2.5 million ballot papers for the First Past the Post FPTP system. A total of 20.32 million FPTP ballot papers will be printed nationwide. Ballot papers for the proportional representation system have already been completed, with 20.83 million papers printed for nationwide use. FPTP ballot papers are printed in red ink and vary in size depending on the number of candidates in each constituency, while proportional representation ballot papers are uniform and printed in black ink, representing 58 political parties. The Commission plans to transport ballot papers to constituencies from February 8, with distribution completed by February 21st. Ballot boxes will remain sealed until polling day under strict security arrangements. On the Election Code of Conduct matters, the Commission has sought clarifications from 21 individuals, political parties and organizations, with responses received from 10 so far. Joint spokesperson Kul Bahadur Jisi said election code violations have declined after district monitoring officers were appointed, while the Election Commission call centre has received over 1,600 calls on voter list, code violations and voter education, and the Information Ethics Promotion Unit has identified 302 cases of harmful information for legal action. Likewise, the Election Commission has released sample ballot papers for the upcoming election. The samples cover all 7 provinces and are part of the Commission's efforts to educate voters ahead of the polls. According to Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, 2 types of ballot papers have been designed, one for the districts with a single constituency and another for districts with multiple constituencies. With the size of the ballot paper varying depending on the number of candidates contesting. The Commission responsible for conducting and overseeing elections has previously published ballot papers for elections under the proportional representation system. In the meantime, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has directed local administration officials to coordinate and cooperate with the people's representatives at the local level ahead of and during the elections. During a visit to Kabri Palansuk district yesterday, Minister Arial took stock of election preparations and met with the chief district officer and office bearers of the district security committee. He also reviewed polling arrangements with chief election officer Prem Prasad Nyopani, who briefed him on the district security situation and election preparations. At a separate event, during discussion at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Minister Arial urged the Nepal Red Cross Society to carry out its work independently and remain free from political influence, and instructed it to resolve long-standing institutional issues at the central level in accordance with the law, how hold elections on time, amend regulations in line with the federalism, and perform its duties impartially. The Jamunaha border point between Nepal and India in Banke district has reopened for third country nationals after nearly 6 years, resuming full arrival and departure services that were suspended during the COVID-19 pandemic. Durga Kumari Oli, chief of the Jamunaha Immigration Office, said the reopening facilitates cross-border travel for tourists, with 2 foreign tourists already passing through. She assured that all necessary services are in place to ensure smooth arrivals and departures. The reopening is expected to boost tourism revenue and promote local businesses in Banke and Bardia National Parks. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The BBC has reported that at least 32 people, including women and children, were killed in Israeli airstrikes across Gaza Strip on Saturday. Israel says the attacks targeted Hamas fighters and weapons sites in response to an alleged ceasefire violation in Rafah. Both Israel and Hamas have accused each other of breaking the U.S. brokered truce that came into effect earlier this month. The strikes come ahead of the reopening of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt, a key point for residents and aid. Egypt and Qatar, which helped mediate the ceasefire, condemned the strikes and called for a restraint, warning of a dangerous escalation. The war between Israel and Hamas began on 7th October 2023 and, according to Gaza health authorities, had so far killed more than 71,600 Palestinians. Now, the weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy skies over Kosi province and the remaining Himalayan regions, with hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudarpashim province to remain generally cloudy, while the weather will likely remain mainly fair elsewhere today. There is a possibility of light snow or rainfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudarpashim provinces. Likewise, fog and mist are likely in some places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present. And the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government to set up separate regulatory body to monitor major non-banking financial institutions. President Ramchandra Pawdel leaving for an official visit to Japan today. Election Commission releases sample ballot papers for voter education. Home Minister urges officials to coordinate with people's representatives. And Israeli airstrikes kill at least 32 Palestinians in Gaza. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.